Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. So I thank you guys so very much for tuning in. And if you are new to the podcast, welcome. It's so great to have you. This conversation, as the last few weeks, I'm going to get right to it. We are continuing a bit of a discussion that we've been having these last couple of weeks about how the world is changing, what it is that you need to know to navigate that energy, but then also understand the why all of this is happening. So, you know, many of you have awakened and many of you are in your process of awakening, and that's why you're here. That's why the universe put my podcast and me in your place. And, you know, not just myself, but many others. Chances are you are Googling and you're searching for this kind of content to, one, I think really learn more about it, to understand yourself, but then really to validate your own thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences, downloads, spiritual connections, right? Because we are seeing this. When we are going through our journey and we have awakened, and we're going to talk about what that awakening is. You know, we've talked about it a lot on the podcast already for the last couple of months, talking about the big shift that is occurring, where we are moving from that third dimensional frequency into the 5D reality. So if you want more information on that, pop back into previous podcasts and listen from the beginning of season two and take a listen to that, because it kind of takes us on the progression of that change is occurring. What's going to happen? How do we know we are navigating this? Right? How do we know we are awakening? What we might be experiencing, how we can heal ourselves. So it's going to take you through that gradual journey so that you can, I guess, navigate this in a more consumable way, right? Because as you are learning, it's a lot of information to just purge yourself through, right? So I've been sharing tidbits of it, and I think really now more than ever, you know, myself, I talk about Aaron Dowdy a lot. There's many of us out there right now that are here for this reason. We are, as I'm going to talk about today, share the information from Dolores Cannon and in her book, as I said, entitled The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth. You know, I myself am one of these volunteers that have come here. And this is my purpose to help to, as the channel says, and as my practice has been, to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life. And through doing that, it's my purpose to educate, to teach, to inform, and to give you a safe and healing environment to lean into, to know that this isn't based on my opinion or the collective, you know, a popular opinion, right? This is the information that I myself am validating through the works of those who are and have spent, you know, their lifetimes learning about all of this and have shared it with the world already through their scientific research, their publications, their books, and matching that and pairing that with the visions and the things that I've been seeing even since I was a child. So now with the understanding that we have, you know, we talked a lot about 2012, and you even heard 2012 was a really important year for the shift to really begin to occur, where now we were awakening, right? People were awakening. So at that point, that's when I awakened, at the end of 2012, 1 month after my youngest son was born. And since then, I'd spent my time healing and processing and learning how to navigate all of this and heal, as I say, you know, really healing myself, to so that now I can be of service when you are awakening and you're experiencing this shift, because it is a big one. And there are many things we will be talking about here shortly about how this affects us physically, mentally, spiritually. And although it might feel confusing, it's just the human side of us, right? It's almost, for some, it can be overwhelming to learn the details, especially, you know, in this last few weeks, right? We're learning about the fall of the cabal. We're learning about the corruption in Hollywood with our banking system and within politics of previous leaders in the world. And it's a lot to take in, you know. And in the last week, since the last podcast that I published on Wednesday last week, because this is going to release Monday, April the 6th, and since I shared information last week, lots occurred in the world and really for the good. You know, we are seeing the tunnels that are under the United States and in southern west, southwest Canada being cleared of the child trafficking. They have shut down New York and have created these tents in Central Park and in all of these large centered hospitals to allocate respirators, masks, healthcare, all hands on deck right now to examine and help these children and people, you know, men and women and children that were in these tunnels being used for child trafficking. And that's come to a head since last Wednesday. They've raided the tunnels and these children are getting help now. And yes, it's a very difficult thing to hear initially that this is one that it's occurring, right? But when we know that these things are occurring now and that it's coming to an end and that there's been such a program in place for this to come to an end flawlessly, that's where we know that we can trust that the progression is happening, right? It's not just that, oh, now we found out this is a reality, that this thing's, you know, happened. These children are in tunnels and then we're just, it'll be a year or two before we get the plan to how to save them, right? Like this, they've moved fast. And all of this is just an incredible shift of now what's to come for humanity. And so not just them, there have been celebrities and not just even the elite as well, but, you know, even within the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons and the whole thing, you know, Podesta, like everybody is... We're finding justice now, and all that information is going to be soon coming out. I'm really, truly hoping that I get to have a podcast come out for Wednesday, because I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to have one for you for Monday, because we've been talking about, you know, the 3 days of no cellular communication where the towers would be down. And then they talked initially then about the 10 days of darkness, where from the 1st of April to the 10th of April, that this is when all of the darkness would come to the light, right? Where we would now begin to uncover and see and witness the shadow side of everything that was taking over our humanity. So as we reveal it and expose it to that light vibration, it dismantles, it dissolves, it is no more. So there's going to be some time in the coming weeks where we are going to be exploring this awareness. It's like, gosh, you know, we're going to start seeing now the news feeds are going to change. We're going to start seeing after these threes and 10 days of darkness that everything's going to be revealed. So why it's important that I'm sharing this and now today talking about the three waves of volunteers is because one, many of you are going to be a part of the volunteers. And this is time where we can become together as a collective to help humanity to make this shift. Here last night, which would have been the 4th, because I'm recording this on Sunday, April 5th. So last night on the 4th of April, and it would have been, I don't know what the time zone was, but it was initially 4:44 in their time zone. So it was 8:44 or 8:45 our time when we got started. But we did a collective for the entire Earth. There were millions of us that meditated at the same time for about 15, 20 minutes last night to raise the Earth's vibration. And so many of you that were a part of that, you know, I've already felt the shift. I woke up feeling very relieved in some ways, but then more at peace than I have been in a very long time, and certainly at a higher frequency. Certainly made a shift to stand into the highest version of myself for humanity, and I know that many of you who did that meditation as well felt it. You know, I could feel you feeling it, right? So it really was a beautiful thing. And now for those of you that want to continue to take part in these mass meditations, there are many healers all over the world that are offering this service. I myself did Aaron Doughty's. He's kind of my go-to guy. I just love his energy and his information. And we have a lot of the same wavelength when it comes to, you know, when we receive our downloads and the things that we share and talk about with the collective. It's funny because I'll record podcasts and, you know, within days we're releasing the same information. You know, we don't know each other. So, you know, I just find a lot of comfort in having that camaraderie with another person that, you know, is getting the same downloads, right? So he's doing live meditations on his YouTube channel. So check him out. He'll be doing them every Sunday. So check those out and you can take part in that. And if you are taking part in it, go over to my Facebook page and let me know that you're going to be there too. And I can send that extra love and focus to you as well as we're doing that meditation. So the meditation's important, and why that's important is that those of us who were the volunteers were called upon to meditate yesterday, as I say, April 4th at 4:44. And I don't recall what time zone that was, because I'm on Mountain Standard Time, so it was 8:45 p.m. when we started. But regardless, when we meditate at the same time and at such a frequency with a specific intent to heal humanity and get rid of the virus and to have it stop in its tracks and to heal those who have been affected and to support frontline workers and to support the children that have gone through these experiences, to help the current administration that's bringing the cabal down, to help them and assist them in what they need and give them the tools, right? Like there was this large focus on the earth and the world and humanity getting what we need for the universal purpose. And we're going to talk about that today, because when we can do that and as a collective, and you think when you meditate how beautiful that frequency feels and how that develops within you, within your heart center, and how that makes you feel, and then you feel good and your family can feel that, right? So imagine when we're tapping in at the same time all over the world. That's greatly affecting the earth's vibration in a very beautiful and magnificent way. And it's going to be interesting to see what those energetic results are, because they are measuring it scientifically. And I know for some of you who are also following David Wilcock, he did have the initial findings from a meditation that was done. Gosh, it might have even been more than a year ago now, but they had results of how they measured this frequency. So I know he was just recently talking about that in that, I think there was like a 5-part series on his YouTube channel about all the coming to front, right? And I even posted one of the videos on my Facebook page. If you have any questions or want more information directly at that, I can send it to you. So pop me a message there on Facebook and I can send you that link. But it really is measurable, and not just measurable on an energetic frequency level, but then also crime rates decrease. People become happier. We are more accepting of others and we enter this new heart space. And at the same time, we all have the same intent to raise to the higher frequency, to step into a higher and best version of this dimensional space that our own bodies were capable of being in. And so many of you shifted to a fourth dimension. Many of you who were already in the fourth, we shifted to the fifth. Like there's this essence now where we are mentally in a whole new space. So in the coming weeks, we're going to experience a shift in this earth that we've never experienced before. And now I'm going to talk about just taking a bit of a step back now saying that before I get too far ahead of myself and start talking about the three waves of volunteers. So as you know, as I've been talking, right, we're moving towards, and this is even the aspect of, I made some kind of some little notes here based on the book and the chapters of the introduction of her book, The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth, as to what's happening, why there were the waves of people, who those three waves of people were, and what our purpose is. So we're going to explore that here today. So all of her findings were gathered, and this became very normal, like a very repetitive, right? When she does her practice, people come to her because they have this exploration. They have this deep desire to figure out who they are, find their purpose. They struggle. A lot of times they struggle with their health. Many of them have had, even extraterrestrial, from what they felt is like extraterrestrial UFO sightings. Many experiences with other beings, otherworldly beings, and they don't fully remember all the details. Same thing for folks who, even such as myself, who went through an awakening, began having all of these visions, became very confused, But what I was seeing and experiencing, and there's this, the book itself documents all of these main, you know, some of the snippets of the main meditations that she was doing with people. So she was putting them under like a meditative calm state and then going into their subconscious mind through her process. And they don't talk about what exactly, how she gets people into the, like a regression, I guess, because it's not necessarily like a past life regression. She's just accessing their subconscious mind and letting their subconscious mind show the life experiences based on who they've been in previous incarnations. So check it out for yourself if you want to learn more about all of the different kinds of examples she shares in her findings. But these were becoming so repetitive, and she says there's got to be something to this. So she began to compile people's discoveries, and this is what she found, was that we are moving towards a new earth in this new dimension, this 5D dimensional and even high vibrational frequency, where earth is now changing to prepare for the rise into this dimension. And that's exactly where we are right now. We've been preparing for that since 2012 because of the awakening. And that's kind of the steps we're taking. The first step for that was that we were awakening the volunteers. And I'm going to talk about the volunteers in a moment. But that process of now shifting to a fifth dimensional frequency, this new dimension, we needed people to wake up first. We needed to wake up the volunteers, because the volunteers needed to heal themselves, remember who they were, where we came from, right? We needed to remember that we were capable of healing, that we were capable of stepping into alternative life forms, life timelines rather, that we could navigate that astral realm. We could astral travel. We could become more psychic and intuitive and have mediumship connections where we were communicating with entities, with spirit, with frequencies in a higher and much higher dimensional space than we were in here in the 3D. And so people began to explore that more. And then we understood that our purpose was to then help and awaken to heal others, right? So when intelligent life is created here on Earth, so when humans were created, the council, which is the higher council, the universal directive, right, the creator, gave us free will, and they waited just to see what we would do with it. So the rules were they cannot interfere with the development of intelligent species, so they couldn't interfere with a human, but they could guide us, right, those of us that could hear them, they could guide, but they could not force us to do anything. So they could put things in our place, right? We've talked a lot about the quantum energy field, the quantum field. And that quantum field is the energetic field around the Earth that is there as the matrix, really. Where we get our sources of information, how we advance our technologies, how we get these ideas to improve, how we get our emotions and our intelligence from comes from that field. And when we tap into that, that's when we receive even more. So that's what we are talking about when it comes to their guidance. So when they said that we will give you free will, we're just going to see what you do with it. The only exception was that if humanity got to the point where they would destroy the world, this would disrupt the galaxies, planets, and life in other dimensions. So that's the only way that they would come in and step in, is if we overstepped our boundaries here, right? If we were trying to destroy ourselves or other life forms. And that's when all this began, because they didn't step in until 1945, when they got the call saying, you better get down here to Earth. They're fucking up. And that's when the atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. And at that point, in the end of the 1940s and beginning of the 1950s, UFO sightings became very rampant. They were exploring, trying to connect with the UFOs and ETs. They made themselves visible more so as a presence to say, hey, we're here. We're not supposed to be here. Like, you better straighten up, or we're going to have to do something about it. And we didn't. And so at the end of the 1940s was what they called the first wave. So the council said, okay, spirit, all you volunteers up here, other life forms, other energies, beings, were us before coming here in this incarnation into Earth. We were these people or these energies or these beings. And we may have had a physical body. We may have had another form of an alien body. We may have just been energy. We may have just been an energetic frequency, a light, right? So when we come here, they sent the first wave towards the end of 1940, not long after the bomb happened and they got the alert. They put it into action fairly quickly. And that first wave was born, right? So planted here, seeded, born into human mothers to come into this world. And they were supposed to raise and bring in the second wave of people that were going to, the second wave of beings that were going to be here to change the earth, fix it, right? And that second wave came in around the 1980s. I was born in 1983. And the third wave came to our children around the 2010s. My son, my first one, was born in 2010, and the second one was born in 2012. So it's quite pairing to see that, to see how these waves have come through. And so when we were brought here, we were volunteers. Now, some were reluctant souls, saying, well, why do I want to go there to Earth? They fucked up. Like, I'm here living a really good life. I've already been to Earth. I lived that, done that. I don't want to go back. It's very egotistical and negative and destructive. And they said, that's what we're going to change. The council promised or had said, look, this is a mission. This is the soul's mission. And the evolved souls were going to come to Earth as volunteers because we could choose. We did. We did choose. We weren't convinced to do it. We weren't forced to do it. We came here willingly. And part of that exchange was that, okay, guys, it kind of had, you know, if you could imagine this being this way, it's like the council sat us all down and said, okay, well, here's your first wave. You guys are going to go first. You know, 20 years later, you guys are going to go. And then 20 years later, you guys are going to go. But what we're going to do is you got to live a human experience in order to understand it. So you're not going to remember who you are. So you're not going to remember that you're telepathic, that you are an entity, that you are a being, that you come from another star system, that all of this exists. You're not going to know, because the humans that are here living the 3D reality at the moment were just beginning to create, industrialize, were just beginning to advance in their technologies, and you know, they'd already pissed with the atom and created the atom bomb, and that's not what that technology was used for. That's not what they put the atomic energy in the quantum field for. That was given to us as a tool to utilize for free energy and all of that. And we're going to learn more about that in the coming weeks as more details are revealed in regards to the technologies that are now going to be available to everyone, because they were hidden. You know, and if you think, you know, what kind of technology could that be? Well, you know, Nikola Tesla was already creating those things. So we hold the patents. They've already been tested and tried in the secret services through the American military. And they are going to be shown to us and utilized to us to help us improve our health, to rid us of toxins, to eradicate cancer, where, you know, all of these things are going to come to the benefit of humanity, okay? And that's how the first wave, second wave, and third wave of people were going to come to be of service. Many of us are healers. Many of us are scientists. Many of us work within that system so that, one, we could learn a human experience, integrate our way. It was no, you know, it was not by accident that we turned out to be who we are today because we were supposed to be in certain areas of the world. We were supposed to be spread out so that every corner of this earth could have somebody as a large collective to raise that vibration when we were called to action, when we were called to awaken. So even those in the 40s seemed to, born in the 40s rather, 50s, seemed to awaken, you know, even almost a decade before we did. And I say we as in those who came in the second wave, because that's when really the awakening began in 2012. So that's why it seems like many of these children born in 2010, you know, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, seem to already be so connected. They never lost the connection, right? They were born and the awakening happened. So they didn't really have to live a human experience. And that's why we call these, you know, what would they be called? I guess the Gen Xers. They have a whole new way of thinking, and they often are the ones that are really prescribed, you know, medication for ADHD, for, you know, the inability to communicate, because their minds work so much faster than what the 3D reality, you know, is used to, and certainly much faster than what we were when we were kids. And so they are harder to handle. They are harder to navigate because they're just not the same frequency as we are. And it's funny because now that since my own awakening, I've been able to handle my children, I think, a little bit more and understand them more than I think I would have if I wasn't awakened. But at the same time, because we are very connected, we butt heads, I think, a lot more easier and quicker because we know that they can feel us, right? So, you know, it can be, and it's funny because I would love to hear from you as well if, you know, yourself and your children are all awakened and what that feels like, what your dynamic is like in the family. Because, yeah, it's kind of funny. But, yeah, these waves came, as I say, because I want to stay on point. The waves came so they could heal humanity and make changes, and that's what we're here for. So the big 2012, and 2012 was always really popular with the Mayan calendar because it ended. Well, the world as we knew it did end because we shifted from a 3D to a 4D frequency, a 4D reality, fourth dimension at that time. So many of the things did change. And I think many of the Mayans would have, you know, predicted that that was going to end for their species or their civilization because they were more advanced spiritually than we are in the 3D, right? So as we're awakening in this 2012-13 energy, time frame rather, our energy became very elevated and we began to heal, but it was very much purging. So you may have already been through all of this, or if you're awakening, you're going through it now, is where it's really, you begin to meditate and all of a sudden, you know, you want to meditate, but then you're getting these emotions or you're getting this healing and these thoughts that keep coming up, and it can make you feel depressed. It can make you feel sad. It can make you feel off kilter, like you're not achieving anything. And then you'll begin to heal from that. You'll move forward on your journey. You'll step forward into another ascension, and then you'll be called to do more healing, and you'll be called to do a deeper investigation into yourself and your vessel and who you are and what your purpose is. And then when that happens, it almost feels like you're taking another step back because it's like you're going to be telling yourself, I thought I healed from that. Or I didn't realize I was still carrying all of that. And so be gentle with yourself at this time while you're awakening, while you're being awakened as well during this time, because the energetic shift is going to, again, not force the awakening, but highly encourage it. And so your bodies, if you're good, wholesome people, if you have a desire to help people, if you have a desire to be happy, if you're sick of struggling, you want change, if you want the change, but maybe don't know how to do it, this is how it's going to happen for you, you know? And I always say this, the world, things don't occur in the world to affect you, to happen to you, they happen for you. And this is the biggest thing, is that when we begin to shift and we realize that we are more in control than what we're being told we are, and then we begin questioning everything, because this is why the elite and the cabal didn't want people to awaken. They've been shaking in their boots since around 2012. So why do you think they've made these leaders look like complete idiots, big dipshits in the news? There's a reason, because they didn't want people to pay attention to that kind of energy. They didn't want to believe that people like Trump could actually do something positive. And they wanted to pit people against each other for their political beliefs. And they wanted to enforce all this negativity on people so that then we would fight each other. And they did that. And so now that we're awakening, we're saying, look, this new earth has to change. the vibrational frequency no longer serves that energy at all. So it's got to be all dumped out. We got to air the laundry and get all this shit cleaned up before we move on. And that's part of it, is that as the volunteers, we could have just chosen to figure out who we are, heal ourselves, and boost ourselves back into a higher reality. We could have done that, but we didn't. We had the tools that we needed, but we understood that it wasn't just meant for us to shift. We had to shift as many people at the same time. So many of you that awakened, that did the healing, that know your purpose, you could be feeling even things of resentment and anger and depletion because, like, look, I did the work and I don't know how I'm going to help people. Or I'm saying things, I'm creating programs, I'm a healer, I'm offering these services, but people just aren't listening. And so you feel like you're not serving your purpose as the way you should. You're feeling like that the universe just isn't listening, or maybe it's not what you should be doing. And you know, so you're questioning all of these things. But stay the course, because even if you think you're not helping somebody, you are. You're putting that bug in people's ear to say, question the world you live in. Question your methods. Question your leaders. Question everything you thought you knew. Because you did that. When you awakened, you began to see the world for what it was, but we saw it from a psychic perspective. Now those who are awakening are going to be seeing it as the reality that was hidden from them. So they're going to have a different awakening process than we did. Because although it was frustrating, and I can tell you, when we awakened, it was very mentally destructive to me. Because why was I seeing these children being treated the way they were? And in a more, far more gruesome way than what you might realize right now. And if you've been following the QAnon, you've been following all of this, you know how deep and destructive and disgusting that got. I saw all that shit, you know, 2010, 11, 12. And then even when I was in high school, like, I was seeing this shit occurring then. I was always in fear of being abducted. I was always in fear of these things. And I had no real reason to be. I was overly protective of my kids. And I have a whole other story I could share with you in regards to the birth of my oldest son. It was just a very, very weird story, and I'll share that someday. It'll make more sense in a few weeks, I think. But, you know, where we began seeing all these things, and we would talk about it maybe to a few healers or to other people, and those who weren't awakened had no idea. They thought we were crazy, and they labeled us all as conspiracy theorists, that we were, you know, they're just fucking weird, right? And that's not the case. We knew all of this because it was in the quantum field. We tapped into the quantum field and healed ourselves and could help humanity and found out how to do that. But when you see the light, you also see the dark. And that's the thing that so many people right now are struggling with, and especially healers, because they only want to see the light. And yes, it's important, but what's more important is to understand the light. And the reason why that's important is because of the dark. Now, moving forward into the 5D, we don't have to deal with the darkness in the same way. It's not going to be that way. There won't be disease and ego and competition in that way. It's not going to be that way. It'll be an evolution of consciousness for the collective, no man left behind. And you've even heard, you know, the saying, if you've been following all of this, it's, you know, where we go one, we go all. And that's where we're going. And we take everyone we possibly can with us to this higher, beautiful, magnificent place. So, you know, when we saw all those things, we didn't understand that. And we thought we ourselves were crazy. And, you know, if you kind of look back at how many people were called, you know, schizophrenic or bipolar, right? How many people were medicated? How many people committed suicide? It's that awareness. And, you know, and I talked to my husband about this because, you know, and I was even questioned, you know, why do you want to see all of that? And it's like, no, we don't want to see it. We don't want to have to watch, not that we had to watch, but we don't want to see that we were right. But it validates everything, because you don't know how it feels to be crazy. and see all this shit, and yet you're a happy person. You know, I was through a lot, and I used to think that some of the visions that I was having was a subconscious reaction to all the trauma I'd experienced. And then when I realized that I didn't see these visions because I was fucked up, but because the world was, and that was my purpose, because I was so overconsumed with all of these thoughts and visions and everything that was going on, that I was in a very dark place myself because I couldn't explain it. And so now when people are awakening and they have the proof along with it, you know, I think that's what we've needed. It wasn't to seek vindication or to say we're right, or even to say, okay, well, let's go get them, right? I have, and this might seem an odd thing to say, but I know many of you are going to get this, you know, are going to understand. I don't have hatred towards Hillary Clinton for what they've done. I don't have hatred towards, you know, Podesta and all these other people, or the elite and the cabal. Like, I don't have hatred towards them. They played a role in humanity that they were meant to play. The people that they affected, their victims, were also souls that chose to learn that at that time, so that we could all evolve at this time for a specific reason. And it takes a lot of healing to get to that point, to say, well, it's not an ignorance and it's not a bypass to say, well, things happen for a reason. It's a true reality to say, well, we all play our part here. We've all experienced things that are dark, evil, what have you. Many of us have anyway, not everybody, but many of us. And this is the opportunity to say, well, if anything, we're now aware, and it doesn't have to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. When secrets and truth are revealed, that's the dismantling of it. And so I think for many of us, there was a relief of sorts that this has come out. And it's like, thank you for speaking that truth. Thank you for saying that. And I've had many of you, you know, over the last week, I spent, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day sitting at my computer, just replying to people. I wasn't even working. You know, I wasn't creating any new content or anything. I was replying to people and engaging with you. And not just on the posts, but in messages, right? Because you were grateful that someone was sharing both sides of it. That it wasn't just, let's live in the love and light. Because many of us knew that, and we knew we're going towards that. But it didn't explain why we saw the dark shit. So now that we can get through that and say, let's acknowledge it. We're not going to sit in that. We're not going to marinate in it. We're not going to, you know, let ourselves dissolve in that too. And we're also not going to feel guilty that that kind of thing has happened. It's happened. They're healing. And the best thing that we can do for these energies and entities and Earth and humanity is to raise our vibration and come heart-centered. That's what the three waves of volunteers, that's what we're here for. That's what you're here for if you're a volunteer. You know your mission is to bring love, guidance, and healing. And that's been my mission. That's been my true, like, it was Divine Readings by D before I started doing my coaching. And I was doing that for 7 years. And my motto for Divine Readings by D was love, guidance, and healing. Bringing forward the messages from your loved ones to deliver love, guidance, and healing. And that was our purpose. That's what we were here for, to live from a heart-centered space. And now that all of this is coming to the forefront, because can't get away with it anymore, we are stepping into a higher vibrational frequency, that this is what our souls came here for and to do. There is such a sense of duty, diligence, purpose. And now we know what our purpose is. So many of you healers, and I can feel it. There's such a relief right now in my listeners, and I can feel it already. And this podcast hasn't aired. I'm still recording it. And I can feel the wave of relief that's going to come after you've heard this. Because we've been heard. We validated the things that we thought we were seeing that were occurring in this world, and they were. And now we can be a part of the change because we didn't know what to change before. We didn't know where all of this was hidden. We didn't know who to look to. It's like you'd feel so negative and energetically depleted. And you're like, well, is it my client? Is it me? Is it a family member? Like, who is it? And when you're so empathic, you're feeling everything, not just yourself and your children and maybe your neighbors or neighborhood. You're feeling the earth, everybody on it. It's toxicity. You're feeling it. So when we can become aware of that, where the energy comes from, whose energy is it, then it can be easier to dissect and heal from. And that's been our process, you know, in the last few years, and certainly in my own practice, and what I'm continuing to do in my spiritual coaching is to help you through this process so that you can dissect everything that you're experiencing, understand what it is, and find your purpose. And, you know, finding your purpose has been so over-glamorized that it's so numbing, and people get frustrated because it's like, well, you know, I've invested all of this. I was supposed to find my purpose, and that's what they promised, but then now I didn't learn anything. You know, so there are people out there that are doing this for the right reasons, and I think when you awaken, you get to become to see very quickly who's connected and who isn't. And it becomes frustrating when you see that a lot of people aren't. So just know that if you find yourself in that situation where you've awakened and these people that maybe you've looked up to, you feel like they haven't, that's just one experience. Keep searching. Keep looking for your tribe. Look for folks that are matching your vibrational frequency. Learn from them. And if it's not me, I can send you in direction of so many others that are just magnificent and that have this beautiful, radiant energy about them. And so, you know, when you choose somebody to help you through your process and through this process over the coming weeks, let that be a vibrational match for you, someone that's going to help you and not be fearful. Because right now, the last thing we need is fear. And that's why we've been fed fear, to keep our vibrational frequency low. Because right now, many people are seeing this in a very negative light. And I'm going to do a podcast here about this in the coming weeks, about what is occurring. And I mean, I know I already did that as far as what's happening on the backside of why they're using all of this as a front, but there is the reality of the virus itself and why it was created and how it's affecting people. And so we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks. But for right now, I wanted to talk about the shift, the three waves of volunteers, why it's important, why your message and your mission is important, and why we all need to come together and find that camaraderie for yourself. So if you don't have people that are supportive of your mission, maybe they think you're crazy, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Search for us and search for those people. Find the groups so that you can continue with your spiritual development, because it's important. And, you know, we are going to experience a magnificent change, a magnificent shift. We already have in the last few days, we already have. And this next 2 weeks is going to be so incredible that it is beyond our capacity to understand right now. So if you want any more information, you know, it's not really for the faint of heart, but for those of you who've had this understanding and have had your awakening already, and you want to understand more about it, check out the full Cabal series with QAnon on YouTube. You can reach out to me as well, and I can send you links. Also, take a look at the series, which is a little easier on the heart to deal with David Wilcock. He did that on his YouTube channel, and he probably has a Facebook page as well, but I just saw it on YouTube, so you can check that out. I can send you those links if you reach out. Another great resource, as I always say, is Aaron Dowdy. He's got an amazing YouTube channel. He always looks at things from positivity and love and light as well as Victor Otto. He's another fellow, and he's actually a friend of Aaron's, and certainly any of the books that Dolores Cannon has written and published. even looking at Dr. Joe Dispenza when he's talking about the quantum field. Oh my gosh, there's so many people, and even looking, watching just the Gaia Network on their streaming service. They have their own website, the Gaia.com, I think it's what it is. I can send you that link as well, and even send you specific videos, because I can send you a link where you'll get a free preview of that episode for 2 days before it. They ask you to subscribe. So if you wanted to get some information but didn't know if you wanted to subscribe to the Gaia, let me know what kind of topics you're looking for, what maybe shows I could recommend to you to watch based on your interests or your questions, and I can send you an episode or two through my profile that will allow you to free preview it, because I subscribe to the Gaia, so I can share that, and I think it lasts for 72 hours or something like that. So you'll have a free preview to kind of get a snippet of, you know, what's going on. But yeah, so I think that's a really great start for today. And I'd like to leave it at that. It's actually 2:44 p.m. here. it's perfect. I think that's a good way to stop. So yeah, so let's keep the discussion going. So many of you have reached out, and I absolutely love and appreciate it. Share your story. Pop in and say hello. And follow me there. All the links are below. And subscribe to the podcast, hit download so that I know that you're listening, because otherwise I don't see any of the analytics that it's been listened to. And when I get the download in my analytics there, it shows me where around the world people are, like how many people are Canadian, how many people, you know, are from the United States or the UK or Australia, the Philippines. And since the last two episodes, when I've been telling you, please download so I know how to develop this content for you, what kind of content you like. You know, so if there's something going on in your country, then I can tap into that as well. And if I've got, you know, 100 of you, you know, in the UK, then I'll try and pull more information that's going to be more directed to you as well. And it helps me create that content and that connection with you and for you. So hit download, hit subscribe so I know that you're there. And I can better serve you. So thank you guys so much for joining me today. Love and blessings, and we'll see you on Wednesday.